say your name and ask for her.
Thank you for calling the Eye Care Commitment Office. This is Rob. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for Jackie Beckerman.
May I ask who's calling, please?
It's Gary Ferrara. Hi, this is Gary Ferrara. I'm Bob Adams' partner.
Hi, Gary. I'm so sorry that he got so upset with me.
Yeah, that's why I was calling. I was trying to figure out. I was out.
Can I tell you what? I'll tell you what happened, okay? Because truthfully, I know he doesn't think this, but I really do want to help him, okay? I want him to be able to get care here. But what has happened is he's hurting so much that when he calls people, the place, he comes across as very attacking and belligerent, and they want him to agree that he will not do that when he's getting help here. So that's what went to your house. So he talks very fast when he's talking to me, and what I said was, he said today, and I heard it like the last few times, but I had not heard this before. He may have said it, and I missed it, but he referred to pissing blood. Well, that, I'm not clinical, but that sounds serious. So what I was going to say was, maybe you should go to the ED there. I mean, maybe it's an infection. Maybe, you know, I mean, I was just really going to offer that to him. And I said, this is just what I said, Gary. I said to him, now, when you said urinating blood, that's something new I've heard. And he, that's all I said. And he went ballistic that I'm a lying fucking piece of shit and, you know, et cetera. So I have to be honest, if he said that to me before, I apologize. I hadn't heard the blood in there before. Could he have said that? Yes, he could have, and I could be wrong. But my only reason I wanted to say it was to say, you're still in Florida. That sounds like it could be serious. Maybe you need to go to an ED there.
That's everything really he has is serious. I mean, the man's just trying to get health care, and that's been going on for a while. I mean, it's all he wants to do, and I don't know if you've ever felt bad, but when you have so many things wrong with you and you wake up every day like this, or you're up all night in pain because, and you're so tired but you can't go to sleep because you're in, and then, I mean, it's hard to smile when you have so many things. It's hard to interact with people and be nice and courteous when you feel bad. I mean, he's just, I'm sure if he had care and was on the right track and in a different mindset where he wakes up in the morning, gets a good night's sleep, and wakes up in the morning feeling that he can, you know, get through a day like anyone else, of course your interaction with people is different. I mean, I see it day in and day out.
And Gary, first of all, he's looking heavy. I agree. I can tell he is hurting. I asked him, can I email this to you? Listen, I'm not operating alone here, okay? I've been asked, I need to get him to agree if he's going to have health care, just agree that he's not going to talk about the case with, you know, when he goes to see someone for X, Y, and Z, they just don't want him bringing up the case with Garrett Warren. That, for behavioral health people, et cetera, but if we're going to send him to primary care physicians, to all these docs, which we want to be able to do, we're just saying, can you keep that separate, okay? Don't talk about that. Try to just, he doesn't have to be smiling. Just try not to attack, and we will get him in. I will get him in right away.
Well, especially with a primary care physician who is supposed to know everything about him.
Someone.
That's part of his history. That's part of why he is the way he is today.
You, to talk to a primary care physician.
Why do you think I'm a miserable man?
It's fine. We just don't want him calling up the offices and going on. I mean, listen, we're reasonable here. If it's someone who's going to, hearing that story is going to help him get to a healthier point, of course he should bring it up, 100%. But if it's a specialty that has nothing to do with it, you know, if he's going to see a GI person for Crohn's, We just, you know what? The point is, I know he is upset with how that case ended. And all I can tell you is the university feels that's done.
It's not just the resolution to the case. It's that it happened. It's just, it happened, and it shouldn't have.
And you know what? Obviously, that is true. If he's saying it happened...
What the resolution was doesn't change that it happened.
And I agree with that. But all we're saying is, and I don't know if you've heard Bob at the other end of these calls, but it's tough sometimes, and he's talking to...
That's why I'm calling. I mean, I was outside on a conference call with the doors closed, and I could, he was asleep the last I knew, and all of a sudden I heard this yelling, and by the time I got off my call and came in, he was off the phone, and I'm like, what just happened? And he was so upset he couldn't even, like, talk to me. That's why I got his phone and dialed the last number that came up.
I know he doesn't see this, and maybe you don't either, but my job here, okay, all I do is teach people to be empathetic. I really do want to help. I'm just telling you, I can't move forward on getting him until he at least reviews this piece. I've offered to email it to him so he can see it, so that I can start getting him appointments, so the minute he gets home, he can get them. And now, first of all, he can always go to the emergency room, and if he's in such bad shape, he should go to the emergency room. You know, I mean, so we want to be able to get him the care he needs and deserves, okay, and deserves. I'm just telling you, this has been a past, and he thinks, for example, that Dave Mitten, who was the orthopedic person, kicked him out of his practice because of Gareth Warren. He didn't even know anything about that. He got bad feedback from his staff, and this was before I was involved, that he was attacking to them. And you know what? People are very uncomfortable with that, especially with everything that's going on. So they want people at least to have a baseline of calm to move forward. So I'm just telling you, we want to get him help. I'd be more than happy to start making appointments right now. But when he calls me up and he demands to see the chair of urology, that doesn't, because basically he wants to tell him about Gareth Warren, I can't make that happen. Okay? But I can get him in to get care with the people he needs. Now, I don't know if the Department of Urology, I mean, then I might say maybe go to a different urologist from here, because that's obviously very close to home to Gareth Warren. But no one else has said they won't. No department has said they will not see him. No department. Okay? They're just asking that he agree to a certain level. Okay? We understand people are not smiling and at their best, but they're not calling people names and attacking as well. I mean, I have to tell you, in 15 years in this job, in 15 years in others' job, I have never been called fucking scumbag or whatever he said to me, ever. Okay? And I'm still willing to help him. So, basically, you can kind of understand, all I said to him was, I hadn't heard him say that until recently. Maybe I'm wrong, but I hadn't heard the bleeding part, okay? The pissing blood, I had not heard. Now, he speaks very fast about all his ailments, and maybe I missed it, and that's my fault. But he didn't even give me a chance to say, all I wanted to say was, go to the ED if you are urinating blood. That was what I was going to say.
It hasn't killed me yet. Apparently it's not so
expensive. That's really where we are. So if you can help him see that, you know, we would like to be able to get him some health care, that would be great. If not, I don't know what else I can do here, okay? I'm being told he has to have this agreement in order to move forward. And I think...
Then why didn't you send the film?
By the hospital. And I think it's reasonable, based on how upset... And I get it. He's in pain. He's gone through horrible emotional stress. I understand. But I still need to know that when he walks into a doctor's office, he's not going to explode. That's what they're asking. At them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of what needs to be treated. And that's part of why he's been trying to get healthcare, and probably he feels compelled to spill his guts because that's explains why he's acting the way he's acting. His history of what has happened to him through Strong is the reason. I mean, I've known Bob for 20 years, and the past 8 years have been hell because of what started with Strong. He's a different person.
Can I tell you what he has mentioned about waking up on an exam room in the surgery? I've only had a few patients say that. I can think of nothing more horrific than having that happen to you. Nothing.
He does need some mental health help
with this. I tried to find someone who would see him. Now I understand. I just wrote to this guy and said, why haven't you called him back? I thought you were willing. So, again, I'm shocked he hasn't called him back. I got to find out what's going on. I don't know. But I do want to get him help.
But understand that adds to his anxiety.
Of course it does.
That rejection, that abandonment adds to his anxiety, and that's why part of why he has these outbursts. And if he can find a professional that understands that and can get past the outbursts to help him, he'll be on a much better road. But existing the way he's existing, it's not getting any better.
And I think it's great.
Because of that, when everyone else has said, Jackie, don't call back if he's, you know, calling you names, et cetera, I keep trying to make this work. And I really worked hard to try to find this guy, Kevin Coffey, who would see him. I don't know what happened there. But of course I'm upset because I totally agree with you. It's just adding to this feeling for him that he is alone and deserted out there. And I don't want that to happen. I mean, one thing I have asked him, Gary, you can... He's so angry at Strong. I have said, would it make more sense for you to go to RGH and start fresh? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he can get past the anger he feels towards us to be able to get the care he needs from us.
Yeah, well, he can with the right people, but we don't know if the right people until he sees somebody.
I'm going to try. I agree. And I'm going to try, I'm going to try again to see, first of all, there may be a reason Kevin Coffey hasn't called back. I don't know what that could be, but for all I know, he could be out. I have no, maybe he's sick. I mean, I have no idea. So I'm trying to find out what's going on with Kevin Coffey because he was open to seeing Bob and trying to help. Let me find that out. But the last thing I heard from Bob was, if I call again, he'll have me arrested. Okay? So, you got to understand, it's kind of hard trying to help when I'm getting that.
Yeah, well, when I can, I will talk to him and...
Okay. So, here's what could I would like to find out what's happening with Coffey. If he just has decided he can't help, then I think this is not an appropriate way. He should have at least told me if he wasn't going to do that. So I am upset about that, but let me at least find out what's going on before we totally give up on him. Okay? I don't want to call Bob back and get assaulted again. Can I call you back? How should I do this?
Don't want to give her your number.
You can try him back. You can try him back. I'm sure if he sees your number and if he doesn't want to talk to you, he'll just let it go to voicemail. Okay.
But can I just tell you, his voicemail is full. If he would empty that, then I can just leave him a message. Okay?
Okay.
I'll ask for an agreement.
All right.
Can there be some room on that? I can't even leave a message. I want you to do one thing, though. I want you to tell Bob that I am sorry that I upset him today. I am sorry if, in fact, he's been saying blood the whole time and I missed it. That is horrible on me, okay? But he does say these things so quickly, all his ailments, I didn't hear until recently the pissing blood. The minute I got what I wanted to say was, that is scary. Go to an ED. You shouldn't. Let's make sure you're okay. I mean, so that is all I was trying to say.
It's hard for him to go to any medical facility. You have to understand that. And that's why he won't go.
It gives so much
anxiety to him. And that's most of the time why I have to go with him or somebody else if I'm not available to any appointments.
Listen,
because
I am not a medical expert, but I will tell you this. I'm not even a medical person. I don't have a medical degree. But I know enough to know that urinating blood can just be a mild infection, but it can be something else too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I would go, you know, I don't know when he's coming back, but I would go, at least go to urgent care. He can get a urinalysis then. Do something to get it checked, because honestly, if it's an infection, he could be an antibiotic and feel a little better in that area at least. So that's my suggestion, okay? But okay. I will call about having coffee, okay? Can I just tell you something? I do appreciate you calling me back. And I really am not the enemy of this. That's all I can tell you. I am not the enemy.
I appreciate you taking my call, because they just had to find out what was going on.
No, and I'm glad you did, and I do.
And Bob's not... appreciate your sympathy and everything, but understand, Bob's not... He's not a bad person. I mean, what has happened to him over the past 8 years is tragic, and he's gotten help for it. It's some of it has worked, some of it has not. Mentally, you know, he's better than he was 8 years ago, but there's still a long road. And it's coming up to half of our relationship has been a roller coaster ride. So it's, I knew Bob before this, and that's why I have faith in him. But he's right now, he's not the person that, right. He's,
and can I tell you something? I don't think he's a bad person, or I wouldn't still be trying to get him help there. But I'm working in a big system also, you have to understand. I can't control it all either. But if he could just take a deep breath a little bit, he would do so much better. We could get him in faster, et cetera. So please look at...
He does, and he does try, but there's things that trigger him that he could not control it. It's almost like a drug addict. I mean, you put something in front of them, and no matter how far in recovery they are, if they slip, then, you know, it's down that slippery road again. There's things that trigger him that he just cannot control.
Right.
And being
well,
put on the defensive.
And tell him that I am sorry that I caused him more pain today. That was not the intention. Okay?
I will relay that.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I will leave a message on the machine then. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.